With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More than 72 million early ballots have been cast in the presidential election. The total reflects both mail-in and in-person voting in states nationwide. Political analysts say early voting could prove decisive, with the number of ballots cast by new voters in 2024 setting records in many states. In North Carolina, President Trump says he will fix the two main problems facing America if he's elected.
As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wisconsin is the smallest prize among the blue wall states, but it's seen as a critically important state for both presidential candidates.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris held dueling rallies here in Wisconsin on Friday, and now it's up to the voters to decide. Once again, the race is razor tight for the state's 10 electoral votes. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point, or fewer than 23,000 votes. All of the battlegrounds are important to both candidates, but winning here in the upper Midwest is especially critical for Harris. Her clearest path to reaching 270 electoral college votes is winning Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul under fire for calling New Yorkers who vote for President Trump or Republicans who support him anti-American and anti-women. Hochul made the comments on MSNBC Saturday. Republican Party Chair Ed Koch said the governor smeared at least one half of American voters. According to a recent Siena College poll, only 36% of New Yorkers give Hochul a favorable rating. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in California, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
This time it was Orthodox Jewish parents who won, as a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the state cannot bar moms and dads from using a special education grant at a private religious school. The Beckett Fund went to bat for the parents and says, quote, "It was always wrong to cut Jewish kids off from getting disability benefits solely because they want to follow their faith. The court did the right thing by ruling against California's discrimination." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican group is undertaking a new effort this year to do door-to-door outreach to those Jewish voters who have a history of backing GOP candidates. The Republican Jewish Coalition is focusing on five battleground states to boost President Trump over Kamala Harris in the election. Surveys show that Jews vote Democrat most of the time, but the group is hoping that door knocking will peel off enough votes to make a difference. This is SRN News. Pepsi says it will close four bottling plants around the country.
Nearly 400 workers will be laid off as part of its efforts to streamline its operations. PepsiCo said the closures will be in Cincinnati, Chicago, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and in Atlanta. The Chicago plant is the only one that will fully close. Sales, delivery, and warehouse functions will continue at the other three locations. Earlier this month, PepsiCo said its North American beverage sales fell 3% in the third quarter as consumers pull back on buying its drinks and snacks. John Scott reporting.
Video showing police beating college football fans in Florida circulating on X. A couple of fans got in a fight at the Florida-Georgia game, ended up with police getting involved and allegedly beating the two men. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Professional Standards Division released a statement saying they've opened administrative reviews of the incident. More details at srnnews.com.